Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesachta Kalayim. We're still identifying the different types of things that are Kalayim Zebizeh, that are considered Kalayim with one another. And we continue now in the first parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Hakishas Vamalafafon. If we are following the situation as a cucumber and a zucchini. So these things are considered one and of the same family, Se'enam Kalayim Zebizeh, they're not going to be Kalayim with one another. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kalayim, they are going to be considered Kalayim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malafafon is an independent variety, and it's going to be considered Kalayim with the cucumber. Chazeres v'chazeres galim. And when you're dealing with lettuce and wild lettuce, or ulshim v'ulshe sadeh, or chicory and wild chicory, or kreshim and kreshe sadeh, or leek and field leek, or kuzbar v'kuzbar sadeh, coriander and wild coriander, within each pair, chardal v'chardal mitzri, dalas, dalas aramutza, mustard, an Egyptian mustard, an Egyptian gourd, and pula mitzri v'hacharuv, an ash gourd or Egyptian bean and carob bean. In all of these cases, einam kalayim zebizeh, each pair is not, which are varieties of the same type of plant, are not considered kalayim when they're planted with one another. But one pair with another pair, that would be considered kalayim. Halefes v'anafutz. Similarly, the turnip and the radish, or hakruv v'hatirov teror, or the kohlrabi and the garden cabbage, or hatradim v'halounim. When you're dealing with trudim, spinach beets, and shrubbery orchards, right? Einam kalayim zebizeh, they are not considered kalayim with one another. The members of each pair are not kalayim with one another. But let's say a spinach beet and a kohlrabi, or a turnip and or a radish with a shrubbery orch, those things would be considered kalayim. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds shum v'ashu manis, right? Garlic and chives are considered not kalayim with one another. Habatzol v'abatzlul, when you're dealing with onions and shallots, right? Or hatormos v'palos, or lupine and yellow lupine. Enam kalayim zebizeh, they are not going to be considered kalayim with one another. In that situation. And the Bartanura notes that the turmis is so bitter it can only be eaten if it was cooked 7 times in order to be able to be dealt with. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.